青浦区2020学年9年级第二次学业质量调研测试，英语听力部分 Part 1 Listening Comprehension A. Listen and choose the right picture. 1. Look, the Green family are playing badminton happily in their garden.
Look, the Green family are playing badminton happily in their garden.
2. The library is a good place for the children to read all kinds of books.
The library is a good place for the children to read all kinds of books.
3. The dark clouds and strong winds show that there is a typhoon coming.
The dark clouds and the strong winds show that there is a typhoon coming.
4. You can arrive in Beijing earlier for the meeting if you take the night train.
You can arrive in Beijing earlier for the meeting if you take the night train.
5. A large rise in temperatures could be terrible for all living things on Earth.
A large rise in temperatures could be terrible for all living things on Earth.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 6. Our plane will take off at 11:15, and we have to arrive at the airport 2 hours before the departure time. So we must leave home before 9:15.
Let's make it half an hour earlier.
Question: When will they probably leave for the airport? Our plane will take off at 11:15, and we have to arrive at the airport 2 hours before the departure time. So we must leave home before 9:15.
Let's make it half an hour earlier.
Question: When will they probably leave for the airport? 7. Excuse me, could you tell me where to get off so that I can get to the local museum?
Sorry, you took the wrong bus, but you can get off at the next stop and take number 28 bus.
Question: What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? Excuse me, could you tell me where to get off so that I can get to the local museum?
Sorry, you took the wrong bus, but you can get off at the next stop and take number 28 bus.
Question: What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
8. Hi, Jack. How was your trip to Beijing?
Wow, it was amazing. I visited the Summer Palace, ate the local snacks, and took a lot of photos. But I didn't have time to watch Beijing Opera. It's really a pity. Maybe I'll do that next time.
Question: What will Jack do on his next trip to Beijing? Hi, Jack. How was your trip to Beijing?
Wow, it was amazing. I visited the Summer Palace, ate the local snacks, and took a lot of photos. But I didn't have time to watch Beijing Opera. It's really a pity. Maybe I'll do that next time.
Question: What will Jack do on his next trip to Beijing? 9. I hope you liked the novel I sent you. I was worried that you might not be interested in it.
You know, you were right when I saw the title of it. But once I started, I couldn't put it down.
Question: What does the man mean? I hope you liked the novel I sent you. I was worried that you might not be interested in it.
You know, you were right when I saw the title of it. But once I started, I couldn't put it down.
Question: What does the man mean? 10. Hi, Mark. Haven't seen you for ages. How are you doing recently?
I'm busy with my experiments in the lab, but I sometimes play golf after work.
Golf? That's my favorite. How often do you play it?
Twice a month. What about you, Helen?
I play golf every Sunday with my coach, and I never miss a game even when it rains.
You must really like golf.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Hi, Mark. Haven't seen you for ages. How are you doing recently?
I'm busy with my experiments in the lab, but I sometimes play golf after work.
Golf? That's my favorite. How often do you play it?
Twice a month. What about you, Helen?
I play golf every Sunday with my coach, and I never miss a game, even when it rains.
You must really like golf.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. A magician was walking through a forest when he was stopped by a huge giant. How dare you cross my forest? The giant asked. It's my forest as much as it is yours, said the magician calmly. The huge giant then picked up a stone and crushed it to try to frighten the magician. The calm magician pulled out some cheese and, pretending it was a rock, squeezed it. The cheese broke into small pieces and the giant was shocked. So the giant picked up a rock and threw it up into the sky. Your rock comes back down, but I'll throw mine so high that it won't be able to find its way back to earth, the magician said. He pulled out a bird from his bag and threw it up as if it were a stone. Seeing that, the giant was scared and ran away.
A magician was walking through a forest when he was stopped by a huge giant. How dare you cross my forest? The giant asked. It's my forest as much as it is yours, said the magician calmly. The huge giant then picked up a stone and crushed it to try to frighten the magician. The calm magician poured out some cheese and, pretending it was a rock, squeezed it. The cheese broke into small pieces, and the giant was shocked. So the giant picked up a rock and threw it up into the sky. Your rock comes back down, but I'll throw mine so high that it won't be able to find its way back to earth, the magician said. He pulled out a bird from his bag and threw it up as if it were a stone. Seeing that, the giant was scared and ran away.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. If you are planning to add more exercise to your daily activities, you may want to start sooner rather than later. A study has found that lifelong regular exercise can slow down the aging process. Researchers at a university in Britain say that getting older doesn't always mean becoming weak or sick. Their research shows that a life of exercise may help us live not only longer, but also healthier. For their study, the researchers looked at two groups. The first group was made up of 125 non-professional cyclists from 55 to 79. We will call this group the cyclists. Researchers then found 130 people to make up a second group, aged from 57 to 80. The people in this group were also healthy, but they did not exercise regularly. We will call this group the non-exercisers. Smokers, heavy drinkers of alcohol, and people with other illnesses were not included in the study. Then, researchers gave both groups a series of tests and then compared their results. They found that the cyclists did not experience body changes usually. Also, their body fat didn't increase with age.
If you are planning to add more exercise to your daily activities, you may want to start sooner rather than later. A study has found that lifelong regular exercise can slow down the aging process. Researchers at a university in Britain say that getting older doesn't always mean becoming weak or sick. Their research shows that a life of exercise may help us live not only longer, but also healthier. For their study, the researchers looked at two groups. The first group was made up of 125 non-professional cyclists from 55 to 79. We will call this group the cyclists. Researchers then found 130 people to make up a second group, aged from 57 to 80. The people in this group were also healthy, but they did not exercise regularly. We will call this group the non-exercisers. Smokers, heavy drinkers of alcohol, and people with other illnesses were not included in the study. Then, researchers gave both groups a series of tests and then compared their results. They found that the cyclists did not experience body changes usually. Also, their body fat didn't increase with age.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。